Today from the Ohio Newsroom, volunteer firefighter training.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. When Ohioans call 911, the majority of fire departments that respond are staffed by volunteers, equipped with as little as 36 hours of training. All week, we're looking into how this system works and doesn't for Ohio communities. IdeaStream Public Media's Abigail Botar reports.
So you got to pre-plan and kind of look at what you need, decide what hose you're going to use.
Over a bright and windy August weekend, 21 firefighters from across the state completed their 36 hours of training at the State Fire Marshal's office in Reynoldsburg, outside of Columbus. They cycled through different training scenarios, took state tests at night, broke for meals in the cafeteria, and slept in the on-site dorms. This course is all volunteer firefighters need to respond to fires and other emergencies. They're responding to the same emergencies as paid firefighters, who are typically required to complete a 240-hour certificate. And State Fire Marshal Kevin Reardon says volunteers are often facing bigger fires with less manpower than those paid departments.
Guess how long my volunteer training was in 1978?
Is it more?
36 hours long.
It's the same.
It is almost the exact same training that I took in 1978. Meanwhile, the threats, the fire risks, the fire hazards, they've all increased. Line of duty deaths, they've all increased.
In 2022, Governor Mike DeWine created a task force to explore the challenges facing volunteer departments. It called the 36-hour training quick and ineffective, and it leaves out critical firefighting skills.
Volunteer firefighters can't go inside a structure that's burning right now. And I wouldn't recommend it with the training that they've had.
The course also doesn't cover hazmat training. The National Transportation Safety Board recommended Ohio mandate that training in the wake of the East Palestine train derailment. The State Fire Marshal's office made training at the Ohio Fire Academy free to all volunteer firefighters in 2023. Reardon says that's helped a lot, but volunteers still need to spend an entire weekend away from work and their families to take it. The task force ultimately recommended increasing the number of training hours, but Duncan Falls Fire Chief Don Alexander says even the 36-hour class can be a burden, and a higher requirement could further hamper recruitment.
If you take away the 36-hour class that lets them in my department fire, then our lure to get people in there is gone.
Alexander heads a small volunteer department in southern Ohio, just outside of Zanesville. The closest hospital is 15 minutes from the fire station, which he says covers 74 square miles of rolling Appalachian hills. Like a lot of rural areas in Ohio, his community is changing. More residential areas are popping up.
Generally, they came from town where he called 911 and the server showed up 2 minutes later. They have a hard time grasping that, hey, somebody has to get out of bed, go to the station, get the truck, come to the scene.
In 2022, the average response time for a volunteer department was 8.7 minutes, according to a data analysis by IdeaStream Public Media. That's 2 minutes slower than the average response time for paid departments. The large coverage areas volunteer departments serve make for inherently longer response times. And State Fire Marshal Kevin Reardon says the fires they're battling these days are burning fast, making a quick response time more crucial than ever.
They do their best at it, but that's just not ideal at all, because by the time they get to a structure, the only fire to put out is what's left of whatever's fallen by then. They're not going to make any saves.
The number of volunteer firefighters in the state is declining. Those that do answer the call will put their lives on the line for their communities with subpar training and little to no pay. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Abigail Botar.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Tomorrow, we'll hear about the sacrifices volunteer firefighters make to keep their communities safe.